With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writers who attended the 1986 International Pen Congress in New York were rarely in agreement on anything. E.L. Doctorow and John Updike, for example, are poles apart. Doctorow is a political animal and believes that writers are compelled to take political stands.
The artist is willy-nilly shoved into a representation of a kind of work that is helpless before history and before circumstance and must become political.
John Updike disagrees.
Any writer's attempt to control or shape politics hurts him as a writer. It compromises his witness, basically, his witness to the life around him and the life within him. So myself, I'm not too enthusiastic about overtly political writing.
You're saying writers should stay out of politics, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I should.
It's reasonable that Doctorow and Updike disagree on another issue, government funding of the arts. Updike says such programs are well-intentioned, but could lead to control by less benign governments. And besides, it's the writer's own responsibility to support himself.
A writer should not get into the habit of leaning on the government, of living from grant to grant, as I think almost can be done now by some artful dodgers in this particular racket. An artist is going to go wherever there is money, and if the government's offering him money, you can't blame him for trying to get some of it.
E.L. Doctorow.
Government grants are not for the writer's sake, they're for the country's sake. And I know many, many fine young writers who have been able to get through and reach the point of publication because of winning a government grant.
Novelist E.L. Doctorow taking exception to the thinking of fellow writer John Updike. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.